This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's installment of Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, alongside my partner in this weekly feature that highlights your opportunities to become more civically engaged. Mary Morgan is the executive director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor. And Mary, we're coming off a weekend that actually felt like spring. Did you get outside and enjoy?
I did. It was awesome.
Yeah, completely unaccustomed to looking outside and seeing sunshine and feeling as though I don't have to bundle up.
Yeah, my cat liked it too, so, you know, I was happy about that.
Well, it's a good start, and maybe that's something we can look forward to more frequently in the future. You never know. It changes every 5 minutes, doesn't it?
It does indeed. Well, although I tell you, for the work of local government, it doesn't matter if it's rainy or sunny. So
exactly right. And they're inside and inside the walls of Ann Arbor City Hall tonight. City Council will gather once again to try and make some determinations about the empty Y lot. And it seems like there may be another wrinkle on the table in the form of a new resolution put forth by Mayor Christopher Taylor and Councilman Zachary Ackerman.
Yes, this is, they call it a resolution of intent about the property, and it basically lays out a process and kind of gives a vision for what they'd like to see on that property, assuming that the buyback happens and that the city acquires the property. It's a combination of there's a specificity, but there's also, you know, some uncertainty. It asks the city administrator to recommend a process that would attain certain goals. Basically, the city would keep ownership, but they would partner with a developer to build affordable housing units on that site.
And it would be interesting to see whether or not that puts it in the realm of the kinds of money they expected to generate from the sale of the property if they're going to be partners in the endeavor.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. And you know, the developers that I know are skeptical, I think, would be putting it nicely about partnering with the city in some kind of venture like this. So, you know, and it's not binding. So it's just, I think, a way of trying to push forward arguments for keeping the property in city hands. And we'll see how that plays out tonight.
And there's no guarantee that this won't be litigated further and on into the future.
Well, right. The lawsuit that Dennis Dahlman has filed against the city is still out there. You know, there's negotiations that's been happening behind the scenes. So that's another wild card. And I think that, you know, we'll just have to see what happens.
Well, there is a more civic engagement opportunity in a little different part of the county tonight as well. State Representative Donna Lisinski is going to be holding a town hall meeting, and I believe her focus is going to be on state budget issues.
That's right. You know, Donna has held several town halls focusing on different issues, education and health care. Have been previous ones. This one is on the budget. It's going to be held at the Chelsea Library, so it's in the western part of her district, District 52. And you know, the process is going on right now. The governor submitted a budget. The Appropriations Committee for the State House and Senate are working on it. I actually am not as close to the process, so I could learn a lot from Donna about this. And I would encourage anybody who's interested to check it out tonight.
There are a lot of priorities that have to be met, and among them, infrastructure. It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out and what is ultimately approved and whether we're actually going to start making gains on getting ahead of the road situation instead of constantly playing catch-up.
You know, there are so many state issues that are that affect us every day. Roads is one of them, certainly. You know, education is another big one. Healthcare, you could go on and on. So these are important positions, and sometimes I think they're not as, you know, our state representatives are not as widely recognized as some of the other politicians, but they do hold an important job.
Indeed. Civic Matters continues on 89.1 WEMU. Mary Morgan is our content partner in this weekly feature, exploring your engagement opportunities in Ann Arbor and throughout Washtenaw County. And tomorrow, Mary, is going to be a big day for candidates seeking to appear on the August primary ballot. At least it's a deadline.
That's true. Tomorrow, April 24th, is the deadline to file as a candidate in the primary election. So this would be people affiliated with political parties. There's a we'll put up a link, and you'll have a link to the elections website where they list the candidates who filed. I just took a look this morning, and it's some familiar names who incumbents have filed, but there are also some newcomers. So that's always good to see. Always glad when voters have a choice.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have a host of contested races for Ann Arbor City Council and the mayor's position. And there's going to be contested races throughout Washtenaw County and for the state and federal positions as well.
Yeah, you know, and there's a lot of people who file at the very last minute. So I'm sure we're going to see a lot more candidates than are already listed. In fact, I know that there are campaigns who are out there and they actually have, you know, websites and they're actively campaigning, but they haven't yet filed. So we're going to see some last minute filings and including, you know, some newcomers, I think. I've heard some people who are going to run for office, particularly in the city, and so look forward to seeing how that plays out.
Well, the morning of the 25th will be busy, won't it?
That's true.
You've probably encountered some folks out and about in town, Mary, trying to get you to sign one petition or another. As I understand it, there could be as many as 12 issues to decide come the November general election.
I would almost guarantee there won't be 12, but there are 12 petitions circulating now. And I know that two of those groups for recreational marijuana and gerrymandering reform have already filed their signatures and are just waiting to hear if they have enough valid signatures to get on the ballot. The status of the other 10, I think, is a bit iffier. I actually just came across a Bridge magazine article from last week that they did a really good roundup of the status of all the different petitions. But, you know, I encountered somebody last week who was circulating petitions, and it was for one that I hadn't heard of. And, you know, I'm always reluctant to sign something that I'm not informed about. So I think it's a good idea for people just to kind of give a heads up generally what they might encounter people to ask them to sign.
Ultimately, if we have a cluttered ballot, people tend to, or at least this is my impression, tend to more often vote no and kind of look at everything and say there's just too much, they're asking too much, it can't all work, so no, no, no. And I think we've seen that play out in the past and be curious to see how it plays out this year if any number of these get on the ballot.
Absolutely. And the more straightforward the proposal is, I think, the better chance it has. But you're right. I mean, a lot of people don't even look at the end of the ballot where these proposals will be listed. So I think that's on us to raise awareness and to make sure that people understand it's a really important thing to do.
Well, once again, you're listening to Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with Mary Morgan for our regular Monday get-together. And as we mentioned right at the beginning, the weekend finally felt like spring is going to feel that way again today. And moving forward, Mary, there's going to be opportunities to get out and about and perhaps work in some rain gardens or figure it all out.
Yeah, you know, over the past few years, the number of rain gardens and public spaces, whether it's on public property or, you know, on the school property, it's really increased. And the city and the county and the schools rely on volunteers to help keep these maintained. So now's a good time to think about it. You could adopt a rain park in your neighborhood to kind of keep it spruced up. We have one at the end of our street, which some of our neighbors work on, and it's really beautiful. There's going to be some formal work days. In fact, this coming Saturday, there's a couple of work days in Ann Arbor. One is at the Miller Avenue Rain Garden at 1960 Miller, and then there's another one which elected officials will come to at West Park Rain Garden from noon to 2
fun.
On Saturdays.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I think it would be.
Well, our time together is beginning to wind down, but I can't let the program go without mentioning this. I think this is just absolutely brilliant, and congratulations to all who have put this forth. But we all know that Ann Arbor can be expensive, particularly if you're on the low-income spectrum of things or a student at the University of Michigan. There's now a new guide online called Being Not Rich at U of M.
Oh, my gosh. It is the best.
It really is.
It really is, and I wish that we could adapt. I hope we can adapt something just for general residents in Ann Arbor.
I think I could use it, too. Yeah, there's some really good advice on how to find things that are low cost and high value, and, you know, we can all use that kind of advice. But, boy, you know, there is a real disparity among some of the student population at the U of M, and having a guide like this kind of brings that to light and gets us to have a conversation that maybe we should have been having all along.
Yeah, and it's so practical, but, you know, again, Students did it. The underlying issues still exist. But for the time being, I think this is a really great resource.
As always, it's been great talking with you, Mary, and I'll look forward to our next conversation.
Have a great week.
That is Mary Morgan, Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor. She joins us every Monday for Civic Matters. To learn more about today's discussion, visit our website at WEMU.org. Find out more what Mary's doing, go to civcity.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.